Oh, yeah, guess who's back? This is great because I don't know what's coming on Wednesdays. It's Producer Rules on Wednesday. He's Dan Alexander at Newbie Talks. I'm Dave Sherpin at Sports BK Consig. Absent from class, but with class, Tony Anizzi not here on assignment, headed to the desert. This is the cash consideration. CC in 20. Noobs, back again?
Yeah. Let's ride. I just knew it came to me. I was like thinking, I was like, man, what are we going to do here for the song? And then right as I was coming on, I was like, you know what? We're back. We're back, yeah. Baby. Let's go. 3 days straight. No one thought it could happen. People were doubting it after one day. They were like, there's no way they're coming back for Tuesday. Now a Wednesday drop for the people. Yeah. You love to see it.
They don't even know what to do other than hit subscribe and listen because it's Thursday, Friday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So that's five in a row. First time in show history. No, we did it once before.
Oh, really?
We went 5 days of Super Bowl week.
Oh, you're
one
right.
One time we did it. Yes, we did props. We did stuff every day. So tomorrow will be the record breaker. But listen.
Hey, tomorrow isn't promised, though. Nothing's promised, tomorrow's but taxes in a graveyard, baby. So we got to get there. We got to get there.
We got to get there. Well, we got there yesterday. Speaking of getting there. I mean, the first portion of the show, let's just do it this way quickly before we get to. We don't need to recap. Just go back and listen because Newbie, 3 for 3 yesterday. Gave a winner on the way out of a game that would be final today. Siena Lacrosse, done. Cash?
Easy money. We told them, hey, if you can find it at plus money, do it. If you got to lay the goal and a half and get plus money, do it. They win by 2. Lemoyne gets exposed, just as I said would happen. Ooh. Lacrosse plays perfect on the show. All the other plays yesterday, perfect. So we called out the Twitter cappers. If I was a Twitter capper, but these shows are not for X. They're only for the show. If I was a Twitter capper, it would be all green check marks, baby.
Woo, baby. Yeah. All green. A lot of green. Which you would have made if you played any one of those plays yesterday. That was good.
I could have
went a couple of the hockey total went over. I gave out the basketball play 1-1-1 lost. Like I don't remember.
I could have went with I was thinking going with cash rules everything around me. Cream, get your money, dollar bills, y'all. But
wow.
maybe if we stay hot, maybe we'll go with
all
that
right, one. That's fine. Listen, part of the show's DJ Newbie gets to play with the board and put in songs and mixes and stuff to get people hyped up for listening. So we'll continue to do that. Let's do the baseball portion of the show quickly. Did you see Ohtani hit that home run yesterday?
Fucking sent it. Just sent it to the stratosphere, dude. And that's a spoiler of what is to come, you know?
Oh, my God. Like, they closed minus 280 in a
fucking spring training. Like, that's... They're gonna be unbettable, dude. Like they're gonna be unbettable until they slump, and then all the sharps are gonna be like, "It's buy time, it's buy time." So they're gonna be like an unbettable team this year.
They are really. That's gonna be a problem. And like what you did yesterday with the lacrosse, you're gonna have to lay a run and a half, which somebody did. They responded to me on Twitter. They laid 150.
Jesus,
on a spring training game. Like, and this is Palmetto Yinzer, who I know. And respect his opinion, but he really wanted to play, and he got there. But, like, you're right. It is going to be unbettable. Out of the 162, I don't think they're going to be dogs more than, like, 7 times
all season. The only time – I mean, injuries, obviously. So we're talking no injuries. You know
right.
what I mean? Like, if there's some significant injuries, then you're talking about – but – you know, when do you see them as dogs? On the road in, like, game 3 when they have, like, a bullpen game? You know
when
what
they
I mean?
Go to Atlanta.
Fair.
You okay. think
game 1, though, with Ace?
No.
That's
if
what I'm saying.
If Yamamoto is as advertised, no.
They're not going to be
they're
dogs.
They're not going to be. If he's the pitching matchup, they'll be pick him or whatever.
And
but in Atlanta,
there's
okay.
There's no way, in Dave, Philly, too, I will say, you know, that – there's no way to quantify it, but I guarantee you they will be the most live in-game bet. Whenever they trail, they will be the most team in betting history that people will bet trailing behind. Sorry to step on you. I want to hear where else you think they're going to be dogs.
That's good. You can step on me all the time with those comments. You made me think if I'm in a room booking it, I'm like, oh, God.
You can't have an algorithm running that one. You need to have a man on the trigger on that one.
We got to stay manual for that for sure. That's wow. I'm thinking about the deluge of blah, 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 on a bet ticker going, Dodger bet. Oh, my God. All right, last question. Does anybody not look good in Dodger blue? I mean, Ohtani looks like a model, like he was carved out of stone to wear the Dodger blue. It looks perfect on him.
It's a strong color. It's a strong color. And blue is also my color. So you know what I mean?
Like
I'm always down for some Dodger blue. And it's a strong shade of blue. It's like royal kind of meets electric a little bit.
It's ridiculous.
Even if you can look good in the new MLB pants, then you're looking good, man.
Well, that's a whole different story. I mean, that's a whole different story.
You got to wear long johns in those, boys.
You got to wear, and you got to tighten things up under there. You know what I'm saying?
We're going to have dudes wearing fucking Spanx this season, man.
You're going to listen.
Gotta think about that.
Things work, especially in the heat.
They get everything in there, yeah.
You got to prevent the chafage. All right, that's the baseball portion of the show, brought to you by Saks, the ballpark pouch underwear designed to reduce friction. This 3D hammock-shaped pouch keeps your man parts in place, features breathable mesh panels and non-chafing flat-out seams. I'm wearing them. They're great.
Baseball players should be sponsored by Spanx as well. Not only that segment, because the new pants, it all comes together.
These actually probably would be, Saks would be good under the
That's what I'm saying.
Probably pretty good.
That's what I'm saying.
Hockey, there's only two games today.
Ooh.
Crazy big lines.
Big
Blue favorites. Jackets at the Rangers. Did you see this? And the Blues at the Oilers. Now that you're the hockey guy, I mean, you come on yesterday with a shot on goal prop over 3.5. The guy gets seven.
Damn. Sometimes you just get it right. You know what I mean? Like sometimes you have the right cap. And it was if they wanted to hang, they had to slap them. And if they're slapping them, Tage Thompson's doing it. Sometimes, Dave, you just get it right.
Well, you got it nailed right. That was perfect. All of the I see when I see the board today is chalk. It's Rangers. It's Oilers. You may want to use one in regulation, but -250 and -300 currently in a book that I'm looking at. I don't think either one lose. One might make you sweat. I don't know. You got any hockey stuff today? Otherwise, that's it.
What do we think about the Rangers getting shots, getting goals in this one? Total 6.5, but it's juiced to the under. Blue Jackets, are they going to contribute to that? Team total, Rangers over. It's probably a little chalky there, too. I think it's like -155 for over 3.5 goals. But if you're trying to find something, I'm not betting it, but that's what I would bet.
Columbus gives them up, but they just beat them to end the winning streak for the Rangers in Columbus on Sunday.
So that's what I'm saying. You know, they just saw each other, a little revenge game.
Yeah.
You know, and now they're back home. You know.
Will Rempe fight today? Oh,
I wish you could bet that, but no, this is a business game. He won't be fighting. This is a business game.
It's an interesting question because there is a joint here that was offering fighting props. And they got round robin parlayed behind the scenes.
Oh, they got banged.
They said, hold on, who's putting this up? We got to stop this. So they stopped doing it because people were putting the nose in games that they knew there wasn't going to be a fight with other stuff.
Genius.
Helping to improve their parlays, which, you know, that's not against the rules. It's just
genius. If
you're booking the stuff, you got to pay attention.
You're right.
And a lot of books don't. So, speaking of paying attention, noobs, the NBA, there's six games tonight, but I have it here on my notes, and I just finished with Peralta on Bostonia versus the book. Unders went 10-1 last night. Thank you, Matt Jacob. He's a friend of ours, one of the guys in Vegas, and Ben Fox retweeted it as well. 10-1 last night. Sunday, they were 11-0. In between, more unders than overs. It's at a 78% clip in the last week.
That ain't bad.
Now, when you handicap something, does that play into your thought? Like, do you look at games and go, boy, the unders are really hot right now. I should probably look for an under. Or do you kind of just back up and go, and not for me.
No, it's my conditioning of the sharp mind thinking is now that everything went under, I want to take overs. You know what I mean? Because now there is more value, David, on the overs because now things are being skewed towards the under. But that would be like me walking up to the roulette wheel and being like, it's fucking red, man. We got to ride red. You know what I mean? Like I don't find that there's much correlation. I think what I will say is when there's like a lot of back-to-backs, or you know, when baseball is doing like their cross play there. Like, I do think there's some correlation when that kind of stuff goes on, because it makes sense. But when it's just like unders are hot, man, that's like somebody telling me I've hit 10 out of my last 12 plays. You know, you got to ride with me now. You know what I mean? It's just what have you done for me lately?
It's almost like too, you feel like you're getting in late.
That's like exactly. And then what always happens is I don't want to hop in late, and then it'll fucking ride for another, the streak will ride for another 10 games. And then I'm like, well, I could have, you know. So there's two schools of thinking. You ride the streak and it'll only lose once. And then you go back to the well. If it loses twice, you go away. Or, you know, you feel like you missed the boat and you just look elsewhere. Or you fade it and keep losing and, you know, tell people that it's just because of variance and you're a sharp and blah, 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 beat the closing line.
And that's the option that I don't recommend.
Yeah, I don't like that. But if you want to tell people that you got a better line, that is the way to go. You
get CLV, very, very important in the whole scheme.
It's the only thing that's important.
It's well, especially when you lose. Yeah, you can say you got that CLV. And then
variance.
Really
variance got me today, boys. We're going back to the well tomorrow.
Dallas -3 at Toronto. That one should be good. Just letting you know there. Sacramento and Denver is going to be a hell of a basketball game. The Sharps are against Denver. They're taking the points. I was watching that line move earlier. Yeah. I don't know. P. Ralt's on the under. It makes sense, but the line steamed 3 points up, which makes me like it more. Current number, 232, by the time you guys are hearing this. All those are well and good, but Noobs, you're in L.A.
I was about to say, we got the battle of L.A. tonight.
Clippers at home.
Feels short.
Versus the Lakers.
Feels short.
Are also at home.
Yeah.
This bullshit about them being on the top and being a road game. It's not a road game. Everybody's at home. They go to their locker room. They just change the color of the court and the banners and stuff around. They sell the Clippers stuff. But Noobs, this is light. This is like, what am I missing?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, when we won't know until 5 minutes before the game, but that seems short. That seems real short.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is a Lakers outright spot. I don't know why. I don't have any metrics to back it up. It feels like the Lakers outright spot.
All right. I'll agree to disagree. I like the Clippers. I think that's I like the new rebrand, although it went a little corporate, red, white, and blue. Talk about a red, white, and blue matchup. Columbus and the Rangers got all red, white, and blue, both teams. It's going to be a real, like, patriotic-looking game. Give me the red, white, and blue of the Clippers over the purple and gold of the Lakers, although I'm a sucker for the purple and gold. I do like those uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, again, it randomly feels like it to me, but I get it. I get it.
College basketball's all over the place today. I mean, all over the place. And don't pretend to, you know, have these smoking hot plays and blah, 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 blah. Not buying any of it. But there's some good games late. Auburn's at Tennessee. I like Tennessee. I think Auburn's a fraud on the road, especially. There'll be people to tell you take the points there, not having it. There's a couple late games. Arizona lost to Washington State at home. Then Washington State went to Arizona State as a 2.5-point favorite and lost over the weekend. Now Arizona State is playing Arizona tonight at home, getting a dozen. A dozen's a lot, is it not, Noobs?
It is a lot. It is a lot, yes, yes, yes.
I'm thinking dog at home. That's for the late night crew. I mean,
you have to, right? You have to.
Yeah.
At a dozen?
A dozen is enough, I think, at home.
Agreed.
They lost by 40 at Arizona. They got thumped. Bad beat up. Terrible.
No bueno.
Yeah. So I like that one. And then a little side hustle is the totals in the Virginia-BC game. That's a 6 o'clock Pacific, 9 o'clock Eastern. So it gives you time. Go under whatever the number is. It's 127. Maybe 126.5. If you can find anything north of 127, go under and then enjoy the first half. And if you feel like going for that middle, you want to go over 115 or 114, you could do that. But that one's going under. Virginia, BC, complete toss-up game-wise, don't know. Noobs, Siena, good yesterday.
Whew.
Was it Townsend or something the day before?
We got our Towson money. No, the day before that was the Dartmouth Lehigh under. We went under in Dartmouth and Lehigh. The number was 22. Yeah. There were 17 points scored. What was the one I gave out? I mean, we haven't lost a lacrosse play since we've kept them off X.
And I think we have to keep that streak up. I noticed I watched the women's lacrosse highlights yesterday.
Completely different sport.
Sports Center.
It's a completely different sport.
They don't wear masks or nothing in that?
No, I mean, they wear like little like goggle things, but...
what are they going to do?
Yeah, nothing. Nothing. It's a completely different sport. You're also like not allowed to like touch them. Like you can get like the stick in their face. Like there's no like contact. Like it's somewhat contact, but it's a completely different sport. But no helmets, no nothing. Just the goalies.
No pads. I was like, man, that ball hurts if it hits you in the wrong spot.
Yeah, I honestly think like women's lacrosse is tougher than men's lacrosse because like I don't know if you noticed too, like the sticks that they're using, they ain't got no pocket. So like you have to really be good at catching. It's like trying to catch an egg with a spoon. You got to have soft hands. Soft hands. Yeah, it's completely different.
I did not notice that. But you got any lacrosse plays for the people on the way out?
Yeah. You know, as I'm looking at the board here, one that stands out to me, I haven't bet it quite yet. I wish we weren't having to lay 3.5. But Siena, while it was a winner, we got fucking lucky. And they're playing Dartmouth on Saturday. So a little bit of a quick turnaround for them. Dartmouth hadn't played since Monday. Dartmouth laying the 3.5 is a look for me, but I'll confirm it because, you know, we have time before now and then.
Yeah.
That's an early look for me. If you need something tomorrow, Duke Penn over 26.5. That'll be the play for tomorrow. Duke Penn over 26.5, a sprinkle. This is a one-unit play minimum. Okay. It's just for the people who need the lacrosse plays, like our man Shawnee, who's listening in. We appreciate you, brother.
But appreciate the hell out of Shawnee listening.
Tread lightly on this one. It's Pennsylvania Duke over the 26.5.
Is a spread of 3.5, is that like a big spread in lacrosse right now?
So college lacrosse, that's the thing, is if you're talking about PLL, when we talk about Premier Lacrosse League, the spreads are going to be 1.5 and 2.5. That's it.
Okay.
Tight games, like lined like baseball games because they're tight.
Okay.
In college lacrosse, I mean, we've laid 7.5 with teams.
What?
Looking up and down the board, we got Stony Brook is playing Hampton. They're 18-goal favorites with a total of 26.5. So... calculate that one, Dave. We got Denver. They're playing Lemoyne, the team we just faded today. Denver is going to be 11-point favorites against them. So
it's
a huge band. In Division One, you see the biggest spreads in anything. If you're talking professional, you're looking at 1.5 goal favorites, 2.5 goal favorites, kind of run like puck lines and stuff like that.
I love it. Yeah. I love it. Well, that's we're going to dive into that. We're going to keep us busy with all this stuff to do here going forward. But we miss you, Neatsy. We don't miss you guys for listening. Thank you, Dan Alexander. Good job. I'm Dave Sherapan at SportsBK Consig. He's at Newbie Talks. The show's at Cash Consig Show. Send it out. Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside, round the outside.